So we're just going to relax and breathe and smile and just be in this wonderful vibratory space of laughter and fun and freedom and joy, knowing that as we relax, oh, we allow ourselves to sink into that deep peace that underlies all of the activity. And just recognize that all is truly well. Give thanks for this awareness. It is so powerful to realize and remember that everything is unfolding for good. Sometimes it's hard to tell, but there is ever a broader perspective that we can see to know why things are going right. And I'm going to start with a brief quote, one-liner from Abraham from 9104, where Abraham said, "You came forth to live happily ever after." And I'm all for happily ever after. And it, the July 27th workshop, they said, just care about how you feel. You want to feel good. Step into relief as much as you can. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You know who receives the benefit when you give others the benefit of the doubt? You do. Reach for thoughts that feel good. Feel as good as you can feel now. Look for easy existing matches. Don't beat the drum of things that don't feel good. And watch your critical nature become a nature of appreciation. Watch that edgy, snarky, sarcastic pushing against self become more positively expectant of others. Watch your criticism or ridicule turn to compliments and appreciation. Watch yourself be the attractor of more and more good-feeling relationships because you are a deliberate focuser of better and better and better feeling thoughts. What's up close to you is improving. Watch it because of your attention on it. And watch what's not so close but out at a distance. Watch it improve too because your attention upon it. And regarding turmoil in the world, the questioner said, how do you see the future and what's coming, Abraham? And Abraham said, well, we can tell you individually and collectively, you're impacting something by the way you feel. And that's right. The feeling of fear means you're not helping what you intend at all. You may be supporting rampant opinions and beliefs. They are rampant around you, but they don't need to be. In other words, you can clean up what comes to you, the individual information that comes to you, just by doing more attending and less talking about supporting, justifying, or defending your beliefs. So you ask us how we see. What we see is you all in a physical environment where contrast is serving you extremely well. Words don't teach, but life experience does. And there are more humans launching rockets of desire than ever before. Clear desires. Your inner beings are more focused on more desires than ever before. It really is the leading edge. So there's more energy flowing. There's more calling of more humans into alignment with their empowerment than ever before. You're being called by the law of attraction, gathering up from non-physical perspectives, the cooperative components. The only question is for any of you, how cooperative am I being to my cause? And the answer is, how do I feel? If I feel stress or fear, as you said, then I'm not allowing myself to be part of what I'm intending. I'm still holding my place in what I believe or what I'm observing. We see it going extremely well, Abraham said. We see more asking and therefore more becoming, therefore more non-physical becoming, therefore more vibrational coming. And we see more and more humans wanting to feel better and better because the path of least resistance is changing for you all. Like the analogy we offered earlier, where you believed you could only lift this much because you've been going to the gym, and that's what you've shown yourself you can live. Then something happens that makes your desire way, way stronger than ever before. And now you can do things you've never been able to do before by lifting that heavy piece of furniture off your dear one perishing beneath it. That's what's happening in your environment today. There is a tipping of the scale where so many of you are just tired of being tired and sick of being sick and tired, tired of being afraid and tired of meanness and retribution, unpleasantness and unkindness. You're just wanting the love that you sometimes feel, the kindness you often feel. There's a tipping, a very powerful tipping point that is happening, because sometimes when things get unwanted enough, the wanted comes into clearer view. So Abraham's asking us to shift from observation and negative emotion to intention for what we want. And I've been talking for 6 weeks or so about seeing reasonable people working for the good of the whole. And now it's morphed into joyful people working for the good of the whole. People with a great sense of humor, as well as intelligence and clarity and wisdom and focus and powerful intentions for good that feel really, really good for me. And so I've been making lists of things that I want personally. And I am focused on a phrase: I am excited and happy to live in a country where we, and then fill in the blank. I am excited and happy to live in a country where we appreciate diversity. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where we treat people with respect, including people of all races, religions, and sexual preferences. I appreciate living in a country where we support the rights of all citizens to vote. I am excited and happy to live in a country where we separate church and state and honor the value of all paths. I am excited and happy to live in a country where we have Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, and programs that support people who need help in communities all over the country. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where we support Head Start and school lunches, and now I know even school breakfasts for children all over the country. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where we have developed expertise in the federal civil service and maintain and develop further that expertise in the FDA, the EPA, NOAA, and the Department of Education, the FBI, and Homeland Security. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where we have a fair, ethical judiciary that supports the U.S. Constitution. I'm excited and happy to have a Congress that commits to and supports the U.S. Constitution. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where the president and the executive branch supports and honors the U.S. Constitution. I'm excited and happy to live in a country where people are free to speak their minds and are speaking positive, uplifting intentions and focuses for the future. I'm excited to live in a country that feels like it's moving in positive, powerful directions. I'm excited and happy to live in a country that recognizes the challenges of climate change and develops policies that help move this world in a more powerful, positive direction. I'm excited and happy to be excited and happy. I'm thrilled to be in a space where I can turn on the TV and find something that feels excited and happy. I'm excited to watch a political rally and find myself clapping and having goosebumps and cheering because I am feeling things and hearing things that expand my vision of what's possible. I'm excited and happy to connect with leaders that take me to a higher level. I'm excited to learn about programs and things that are going on in other parts of the country that feel uplifting to me. I'm excited and happy to feel like I'm having conversations that contribute to other people being excited and happy. I'm excited and happy to know that everything is unfolding for good and that everything works out for me and everyone else. I'm excited and happy to swim laps, and my usual affirmations when I'm swimming laps are, I trust in God. My life is filled with light. And I am dearly, deeply loved. I feel that so powerfully. But I find now that as I swim, I am saying affirmations for my country. We trust in God. Our lives are filled with light. We are dearly, deeply loved. And as I swim and I feel my heart expand with these affirmations, I can send that knowing and see that knowing to light up and uplift the lives of everyone in this country. There isn't anyone I need to exclude. I can be one who appreciates diversity and treats people with respect no matter what their path, race, religion, political party, geographic area. I am excited to happy to see where I am changing, and I am opening to be one of these people in the country that sees this expansive view of possibility. I'm excited and happy to feel that everything's working out for me and for everyone. There is such a powerful explanation that's happening. And I see people speaking from podiums who are saying, we see making life better for all of the citizens of this country, our mission and our vision. And I feel inspired. I'm excited and happy. And I'm excited to see how excited and happy feelings translate into my life as Abraham described. For they said, if I feel excited and happy, I'm going to start seeing excited and happy around me. And it's happening. And seeing excited and happy all around me is contributing to my feeling more and more excited and happy. And I was so happy to hear my friend this morning when I shared the picture of the kitty that said, "Make America joyful again." And she said, "America is joyful again." I'm excited and happy to live in a joyful country. I'm excited and happy to experience the joy firsthand. And I'm excited and happy to see it spread across the country to more and more places where people gather and celebrate joy and laugh and have fun and love their lives and love their leaders and love the messages that are coming to them from a positive, powerful place. And Abraham always says, one who is connected is more powerful than a million who are not. So seeing the powerful connection of people exhibited on TV and on YouTube and in articles in the newspaper where people are speaking to a brand new possibility of joy and upliftment and connection and wholeness and beauty and harmony and grace and intelligence and creativity. All of the amazing qualities that are the essence of our inner beings, the essence of non-physical energy, and know that that non-physical energy is pouring through all of us. We are seeing that clarity, that power, that beauty, that grace pouring through each of us as we become even more excited and happy to live in a country where great things are unfolding and feeling that love and feeling that expansion of joy and wonder and clarity and wisdom is thrilling to me day after day after day. Abraham talked about there is a tipping of the scale where so many of you were tired of being sick and tired of meanness and retribution and unpleasantness and a kindness, and you're just wanting the love that sometimes you feel and the kindness that you often feel. There is a tipping, a very powerful tipping point that is happening, because sometimes when things get unwanted enough, the wanted comes into clearer view. And so we are focusing on what we want. We want love. We want peace. We want grace. We want respect. We want honoring. We want the rights of our citizens, the right to vote, the right to reproductive freedom, the right to have a country that works in a fair, ethical, equitable way, and to recognize and appreciate that the vision of this country that is reflected in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that these things are important. They have never been fully realized. And we know from Abraham that the better it gets, the better it gets. They never will be fully realized, but there is more and more that we can experience, that we can love, that we can support, that we can build with our consciousness, with our appreciation, with our focus. And as Abraham always says, don't take action from a place of lack. Come into alignment and get to the point where you're excited and happy And then hear your guidance, feel the impulses. What is mine to do? Is there something I can say? Is there something I have personally to contribute? Whether it's as a volunteer or a donation or simply a smile and a word that happens spontaneously with someone you're passing. I find myself talking about things that my mother would say, never talk about religion or politics. But suddenly it seems like I am inspired to talk about the impact of goodness in the world, the possibilities of the expansion of the vision of our country being more and more fully realized, honoring all paths and all people, and the possibilities of more and more good for people in every class in this country, knowing that immigration has been the lifeblood of this country, that immigrants bring billions of dollars to the gross national product of this country with their work and their effort. And there are so many good things to appreciate about what's happening now and what can happen. This is a great country. It is a thriving country. The economy is, by many measures, the best in the world after the pandemic. The well-being of this country has many, many ways, job growth and so many things that have happened even in the last 4 years, and moving forward can continue in powerful and wonderful ways. I just am so grateful for this feeling of optimism, this feeling of clarity, this feeling of enthusiasm and energy and upliftment and joy that is spreading through this country. And I know that as I and we continue to focus on what makes us excited and happy, that we are adding the vibration of excited and happy more and more to the consciousness of humanity, not only in our local areas and in our country, but throughout the world. And so things are changing. We are at a powerful tipping point because the wanted has come into clearer view, as Abraham points out. And we can easily be among those connected people in alignment who are powerfully influencing others to a higher vibration and a clearer perspective. I'm so grateful for it. I give thanks, and so it is.
Wow, Connie.
Oh my God!
Gosh, that was awesome.
Let's go out and do something.
We've already done something. We brought some gold medals home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! This go is Emily. So great. Connie, that was inspired. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've been listening to a lot of political speeches, and I just gave one.
I can see that. And I, you know, the whole tenor has changed, and it's so joyful. And I love it.
I love it, too. We are blessed.
Well, it has, but I still want to say it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It only matters what I'm doing for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
But I think slingshotting on what's happening with everyone else is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy August.
Time flies.
Yeah. Josie, you're muted, just FYI.
So, all right.
Really, I would.